Editor's note: this article originally appeared on the Trillium, a Village Media website devoted exclusively to covering provincial politics at Queen's Park. As part of a landmark deal for the Ontario Provincial Police, its experienced frontline officers will soon see an extra bump on top of new significant salary hikes for them and the service's civilian employees, the Trillium has learned. The Ontario Provincial Police Association, OPA, which represents almost 10,000 staff of the provincial police, announced on Monday that its members voted overwhelmingly to ratify new collective agreements with the service, including to make uniform association members the highest-paid police in Ontario. The four-year agreements are retroactive to January 1, 2023, lasting to December 31, 2026. Its members will see their salaries retroactively increased by 4.75% as of the start of 2023, and by 4.5% as of the beginning of this year. They'll receive raises of 2.75% next January 1, and on January 1, 2026. Factoring and compounding, OPA members will receive about a 15.5% salary increase over the 4 years of the agreement. The top base annual salary of a first-class police constable, the rank typically held by a patrol officer after a few years of service, will increase from $106,598 before the agreement to $123,194 in 2026. Many of the OPP's first-class police constables, plus some sergeants, a rank above, and certain other police and staff within the service will also see extra pay raises, thanks to the new agreements. First-class constables with 5-plus years of experience who work frontline duties and meet other minor requirements will see 3% of their base salary added to their pay beginning September 1, an OPA spokesperson confirmed to the Trillium. Sergeants meeting the same criteria and either overseeing frontline officers or who work in communication centers that dispatch first responders will be entitled to the same 3% bump. The new premiums the OPP agreed to pay frontline officers are part of a trend in policing in Ontario, according to Scott Mills, the OPA's strategic communications coordinator. Up to thousands of OPP officers could qualify for the extra frontline pay bump. As of 3.5 years ago, there were slightly more than 5,100 total constables and sergeants working for the OPP, according to a 2021 report by Ontario's Auditor General. The auditor's report didn't delineate between constables' classes, nor did it include information about how long they'd worked for the opposite. A spokesperson for Treasury Board President Caroline Mulroney, whose ministry oversees labor relations with the public service and broader public sector, also didn't say how many OPA members would qualify for the premium in her response to the Trillium. Mills explained that the OPA's goal in negotiating certain other pay or allowance increases was driven by a need to remain competitive against what municipal police services in Ontario offer. Staff in certain other OPP roles, including others working in communication centers, security at Queen's Park and elsewhere, and some who work in conjunction with courts, will receive one-time salary increases next year. More types of uniformed officers will now be eligible for the OPP's specialty pay of up to 4%, which can't be earned concurrently as the 3% frontline increase. The annual clothing expense allowance for OPP personnel working in plain clothes positions is being increased from $1,250 to $1,750 as well. Incentive payments aimed at attracting or retaining police to work in 40-plus remote areas that typically struggle to hire officers will also be increased next year. OPP labor woes. The OPP has suffered in recent years from a challenge that many sectors in the province face: attracting and retaining labor. The 3% pay increase for experienced frontline officers is to promote retention of experienced officers, the OPA said in a document, which the Trillium obtained. Like our municipal police partners, staffing is an issue across the sector, and the 1% salary cap imposed by Bill 124 would have made it very difficult in attracting and retaining members in the OPP, as no other municipal police services were affected by Bill 124, said Mills, the OPA's spokesperson. Bill 124 is the legislation that Premier Doug Ford's government passed to put 1% annual wage increase limits on the salaries of many Ontario civil servants and broader public sector employees. The Ford government repealed the law earlier this year after two consecutive court rulings determined it unconstitutional. The limits Bill 124 imposed on salary increases could have applied to the latest agreements the OPA negotiated if it hadn't been repealed. The OPP is the largest police service in Ontario and has jurisdiction over much of the province as the primary policing provider in the province's remote and northern regions. In 2020, it provided municipal policing services to 327 of Ontario's 444 municipalities, 74%, according to a report Ontario's Auditor General released in late 2021. About 5,600 police officers and 2,500 civilian employees worked for the OPP 4 years ago, the Auditor General found. In 2020-21, 88% of the OPP's $1.2 billion budget was spent on salaries and benefits for its employees. By that year, although the service's spending had increased by 26% since a decade before, it employed 9% fewer police officers, and its detachments were increasingly understaffed with frontline officers, the auditor wrote in 2021. Regions with higher frontline officer vacancies resolved fewer crimes, the auditor also found. Of the roughly 1,000 frontline constable vacancies across the OPP 4 years ago, 88% were due to constables being on leave or alternative or temporary assignments away from the front lines, according to the report. The OPP's insufficient deployment of its workforce also contributed to staffing shortfalls in certain regions, it said. According to figures on the OPP's website, it now has 200 more uniformed officers and 100 more civilian employees than in 2020. The OPA document the Trillium obtained said the association tried negotiating during its recent collective bargaining process for a 25 and out policy for its members, but that the government wouldn't entertain the idea because of the OPP's staffing levels. 25 and out refers to a policy held by the RCMP, as one example, allowing police to retire after 25 years without a pension reduction. Currently, OPP employees must work 30 years and be at least 50 years old to retire and receive their full pension. We are pleased that the previously landed 4-year agreements with the Ontario Provincial Police Association Uniform and Civilian Bargaining Units have now been ratified, said Liz Twomey, a spokesperson for Ontario's Treasury Board President, in response to questions from the Trillium. These agreements recognize the important work that the brave individuals, both OPP police officers and civilians, do every day in Ontario to make sure our province is safe. We advocated for our members to be compensated fairly for the work that they do day in and day out for protecting the citizens of Ontario, said Mills, the OPA's spokesperson. This contract allows us to be competitive in attracting and retaining uniform members as well as civilian members.